guard your steps as you go to the house of God and approach to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they are doing evil. Do not be quick with your mouth or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God. For God is in heaven and you are on the earth. Therefore let your words be few. For the dream comes through much effort. Should God be angry on account of your voice and destroy the work of your hands? For in many dreams and in many words there is futility. Rather fear God. If you see oppression of the poor and denial of justice and righteousness in the province, do not be shocked at the sight. For one official watches over another official, and there are higher officials over them. After all, a king who cultivates the field is beneficial to the land. One who loves money will not be satisfied with money. No one who loves abundance with its income. This too is futility. When good things increase, those who consume.
The sleep of the laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the full stomach of the rich person does not allow him to sleep. There is a sickening evil which I have seen under the sun. Wealth being hoarded by its owner to his detriment. When that wealth was lost through bad business, and he had fathered a son, then there was nothing to support him. As he came naked from his mother's womb, so he will return as he came. He will take nothing from the fruit of his labor that he can carry in his hand. This also is a sickening evil, exactly as a person is born, so will he die. What then is the advantage for him who labors for the wind? All his life he also eats in darkness, with great irritation, sickness, and anger. Here is what I have seen to be good and fitting, to eat, to drink, and enjoy oneself in all one's labor, in which he labors under the sun during the few years of his life which God has given him. For this is his reward. Furthermore, as for every person to whom God has given riches and wealth, he has also given him the opportunity to enjoy them and to receive his reward. And rejoice in his labor. heart.